When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of Primates is brought to you by me, Matt Stewart, and my 2020 live comedy show, Monkey House. I'm bringing it to Hobart for Fringe at the Edge of the World at The Republic, which is a cool pub there, on the 9th and 10th of January. Then I'm going to Brisbane for the Brisbane Comedy Festival at the Powerhouse from the 10th to the 15th of March. Another cool venue. And then finally back to Melbourne. Back to Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the Victoria Hotel from the 26th of March till the 19th of April. That's going to be a super fun month. And you can grab tickets now with the discount code PODCAST via Matt Stewart. MattStewartComedy.com/gigs. That's MattStewartComedy.com/gigs. Now on with the show.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. I'm your host, Matt Stewart, and I'm joined, as always, by the official second banana of the show. It's host of the Jimity James Show about jaming, Evan Munro Smith.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here yet again. This is 2 weeks in a row, maybe even 3 weeks in a row for you, so well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Hitting a streak there. And we're joined by a very special guest this week, Evan.
Yep.
From the Listen Now podcast, it's Sam Tonkin.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. What a pleasure. You're a big fan of monkeys, apes, cutie pie, gorillas,
all
of the above?
They're not my number one favorite animal, but look, they're...
What is your number one favorite animal?
What the hell's going on around here?
I'm sorry. Dogs take the cake.
Okay.
Yeah. Dogs. Well, hopefully not a chocolate cake, because that will end badly.
Yeah. And avocado, apparently.
Really?
Mm, poor bastards.
Two of the best.
Two of the best things in the world.
They're two of the best things in the world.
Ever.
Chocolate cake. Yeah. And avocado.
Yeah. Cake. Yeah.
I reckon you could make chocolate cake with avocado.
You can.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
It's like a vegan chocolate or something. And it's
use
like
it instead of butter, maybe.
Yeah, they use it in like to make a chocolate mousse, but it's like avocado and cocoa. Haven't tried it. Don't feel great about it. Would
it's
rather
weird,
enjoy
isn't
them
it?
Separately.
Yeah, let's keep them separate. Let's enjoy them both. Why are we having to merge everything together? What's with all this fusion stuff going on?
Right?
Can't we just enjoy stuff separately for once? PC go mad.
Please.
Come on. Well, the hipsters over in bloody Capitol Hill tell us what to do again?
Had
enough
time.
Of it. Jeez Louise. Something you need to know about Evan, Sam, is that his favorite primate is the human, in particular Andy from Toy Story. Now, do you have a non-human primate you could suggest that maybe would pry Evan's stubborn paws off this human thing?
I am quite partial, and I think you've already maybe talked about him, but Bolo from Mighty Boosh.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
He's a bloody legend.
That was before Evan's time in the Monkey House.
Was it?
Bolo.
Bolo. Are you familiar with Bolo?
I was obsessed with the Mighty Boosh back in the high school.
I've watched bits and pieces of Mighty Boosh. Oh, yes.
Bolo's great.
He's the this guy.
Great suggestion. Now, what kind of things would you say make him superior to a cartoon of a child?
Well, you know, the fact that he can speak human
okay.
languages.
Yes. Can Andy do that?
Yes.
Andy's a child.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Who talks to animals. I mean, talks to toys.
Yeah, well, we've all talked to toys in our lives.
Yeah. Look, you got me there. You got me there.
Oh, we've all talked to toys in our lives.
Duh.
Okay, Sam, I don't know if he's being all that convinced. He doesn't even look like he's really concentrating on what you're saying.
No, I'm looking up Bolo from the Mighty Boosh. Too weird, that
he's
show.
He's a familiar with Naboo. Naboo is like a shaman.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Bolo is the familiar, his animal friend.
Okay.
So they do like magic and shit together.
Naboo's kind of cool. He's a DJ, right?
He is. And if he gets mad at you, he turns his back on you.
I'd say Bolo's even cooler. Howard Moon's my favorite character, but Bolo would be right up there.
My favorite's old Greg.
Greg.
He made one episode, two. He's been in a couple episodes, actually. I dressed up as him one year for Halloween. People didn't know who I was. Like, as in, they didn't know it was me dressed as this person, this thing.
They so I'd knew, just be, like, standing they knew in the old Greg, but they didn't know you
were
old Greg.
They didn't know it was me as old Greg, so I'd be like
so
staring at him, smiling,
old Greg,
and I was just like,
the freak
hi
in
there.
The corner.
Yeah.
I'm old Greg.
Yeah. It was good. People did not like it.
Apparently, Bolo is 100 years old.
Yeah.
But I think his DJ age is like 41.
Yeah.
They've said a few different ages over the time, I believe.
Apparently, his real age in Series 2 is 40. His press age being 29. I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah, it's all relevant.
The Boosh never really clicked with me.
No.
Really? You didn't get to know him right, perhaps.
Maybe.
Anyway, that's not today's topic. It doesn't sound like he's anywhere near convinced
no.
by that.
No,
Sam.
No, no.
I tried next week.
We haven't had that one before.
No. Yeah.
If you could come back next week with a bit more homework done, please. I would really appreciate that. This week's topic, though, we're talking about Banana Man.
Yes.
The British kids TV show from the 1980s that was played in Australia into the 90s at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
Yeah, so the original release, so the original run was, what, 1983 to 1986? And then it was rerun from 1989 to 1997.
Hey. Right.
So it was run a lot through the 90s, which is where I saw it.
And I assumed there were a lot of episodes, but as it turns out, that's not really the case.
There's 40.
They had 40 episodes rerun over, what, 8 years?
8 years, yeah.
What?
And they're only 5 minutes long, which I guess I just forgot. As a kid, like thinking back to my childhood, I just don't have a good sense of what time was.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was so short. I thought it was longer. Because a lot of shows, a lot of like kid cartoon shows are like 13 minutes maybe, and they like pair them up.
Mm.
But it's only 5 minutes long.
This is how the cartoon is broken down by IMDb user David McNally. He says, stupid but well-meaning and super strong superhero Banana Man gets his strength from eating bananas. Before he eats a banana, Banana Man is a young boy called Eric, who is keen to keep his alter ego a secret. His best friend is a crow who brings bananas to Eric, or Banana Man, when they are needed for extra strength. Banana Man is always ready to fight the baddies. That was written by a small child, wasn't it?
Yep, definitely. 100%.
Love it. But that is, I mean, that is all feels accurate. This is something I didn't realize as a child, because I loved this show as a kid and also another show called The Goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters in Banana Man are voiced by the Goodies. I didn't connect that as a kid, I guess, because I didn't understand things.
I don't know the Goodies, really.
Goody Goody.
My dad's a big fan.
Goody Goody Yum Yum.
No, I never watched it.
Well, it's even older than this. I think it's from, I've probably finished before this show, did it?
Uh-oh.
You don't know because you just said so.
Yeah. I don't know.
My computer's lost its batteries, Evan. You need to do the thinking for both of us now.
It's frantically Googling on my iPad. I always saw it just on ABC here in Australia. As part of their after school run of kids content.
Yeah, it was there with Danger Mouse, I reckon. It was there with maybe the Trapdoor show?
Yeah, Trapdoor.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, The Goodies finished in 1982, so there you go. It was just after The Goodies. In the US, it was paired up with Danger Mouse. So I think American listeners would know it from that.
Right.
When Danger Mouse episodes were short, they could throw in a Banana Man.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Super Ted and Trapdoor and, yes. and stuff in Australia were
Super Ted.
Along the same
what else
lines.
Were around on those? Yeah, the, all those little interstitial sort of shows that they would just end up running all together.
Bangers and Mash?
Bangers and Mash is a big one. We did an episode about that a while back. Yeah,
I remember that. That was a good show.
Those chimps.
Bangers and Mash. Bangers and Mash.
I associated a bit with Roger Ramjet for some reason as well, yep. but that's from the 60s or something. That's
really? But that was still
earlier.
Being played around that time.
Yeah, I think so.
When Roger Ramjet,
but that had more. There was more of that.
Man, get all the crooks thereafter. Is that English as well?
No,
also didn't
American.
Understand accents at the time.
That's American, and that's he's a, like a patriotic American character, right. Roger Ramjet.
Whereas Banana Man is a Brit,
very British.
Very, they're all very British.
Yeah, a very British sense of humor as well.
Yes, yeah, it was pretty wacky for a kid show. I imagine a lot of the jokes I wouldn't have really gotten. At the time?
No.
So it's based off a comic book character as well, which I only just learnt today. Allow me to elaborate on that.
The strip comic? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've got a bit here about it. It was essentially a parody of Superman and Batman with elements of Captain Marvel and his British twin Marvel Man.
Marvel Man.
Marvel Man. Mm.
That's fun.
Yeah, a parody of a bunch of just superheroes, basically. Mm. It's a superhero parody.
Yeah. In the strip, Eric Wimp was his name. That got changed in the cartoon. but in the strip, his name was Eric Wimp, and an ordinary schoolboy living at 29 Acacia Road, Nutty Town. Later changed to Dandy Town and then Beano Town when the strip moved to other comics.
Oh, yeah, it's a Beano comic.
Eats a banana to transform into Banana Man, an adult superhero, sporting a distinctive cowled blue and yellow outfit, complete with yellow two-tailed cape resembling a banana skin. He really looks like Batman.
Yeah.
Looks like Batman, but has the powers of Superman.
And he's got the little ears that are like bananas sticking out.
Yeah,
that are like,
that's cute.
They're like bat ears.
Yeah. Yeah, he's sort of like, kind of like blue era Superman, Batman.
Yeah. It'd be pretty annoying if you liked bananas and you turned into Banana Man.
Yeah.
Every time you ate them and you couldn't enjoy bananas.
I just want to enjoy a banana, man.
Without turning into a superhero.
Yeah, that would be very frustrating.
Mm.
His superpowers include the ability to fly, superhuman. superhuman strength. Often quoted as 20 men, 20 big men.
But he seems to only get that strength once he's had another banana.
Yeah, so he
so he requires
banana
one banana
man.
To transform and then another banana to get his strength.
Very high maintenance.
Do you think he spends a lot of time on the toilet? I feel like that many bananas usually doesn't end well, does it not?
Wait, I've never heard of that as a thing.
It's definitely a thing. We're learning today.
This is offset by the fact that he is just as naive and foolish, if not more so, than his alter ego, Eric. As mentioned in the comic once or twice, he has the muscles of 20 men and the brains of 20 muscles, spelled like, you know, the clams.
Oh, good.
I don't think they have very big brains at all.
Oh.
If Banana Man needs extra power, bananas can be eaten for strength boosts provided by his faithful pet crow, played by Bill Oddie in the... cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not have enough strength to shatter an ice block, for example, after eating another banana, he will have enough. Do you understand the system?
Yeah. Bananas add strength.
Add strength. Yes.
Yes.
You are a quick learner.
No limits.
If he eats lots of bananas in one sitting, he will shit himself. That's as if he eats lots of bananas in one sitting, he quickly becomes obese in his transformation. If he eats bananas that are not full, he transforms with extra weight in the lower part of his body.
What's a banana that's not full? Not
I guess
ripe?
Half a banana.
Or like who eats half a banana? Like as in he's picked up a half a banana?
This cartoon about a superhero banana man is starting to sound a little far-fetched.
There's a lot of loopholes
that
I'm finding here in this comic strip for children that was made 30 years ago.
There have also been comics where he has eaten a variant on normal bananas and transforms differently, reflecting the difference in that banana.
Oh.
The effects of eating the bananas are not consistent from story to story. In one Beano issue, with Eric unable to find a banana, he resorted to drinking banana milk, becoming a liquid, totally useless version of Banana Man, who later in the story is mopped up by a janitor.
That's great.
He got mopped.
That's fun. Got mopped up. Sucked in, mate. Got mopped. Sucked in, dickhead. Yeah, you're in the bucket now. Fuckhead. Good on ya. Nice try. Banana milk.
Banana milk.
Banana milk, man. I'm all right.
Oi.
So from that comic got developed into the TV show from 83 to 86, you said before, on the BBC.
Yep. With Jim Henson Productions.
Wow.
Which is interesting because it's not Muppets. Like, it's not puppetry or anything. But
yeah, they were all about the puppets.
I guess they branched out into animated just like other kids' content.
But also on Sesame Street, which is one of the early Henson shows, that there's animations in that. I wonder if they were in charge of those.
Yeah, I wonder.
Or is that a collab with other groups?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting that you guys don't know the goodies.
No, was that aired here?
Yeah, it was aired on the ABC when I was a kid. Like, it was before I was born, but they played it through the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I feel like I've never really seen it.
Goofy. They actually had a hit song called That's a Gibbon or something like that. So very relevant to this show.
Yeah.
All I recognize is the logo.
Goodies.
But I honestly couldn't tell you anything about
it. They'd ride around on like a three-person bike. Real wacky stuff like this.
It rings a bell, but I don't know much about it.
Maybe it's like Monty Python for kids.
Right. Oh, so it was a kids show?
Yeah, I think it was for kids, yeah.
Huh.
I have no idea if that will be annoying to Goody's fans, but that's what my vague memory of it is. So this show, of the 40 episodes, we watched two of them just before, one of them relevant to our needs and wants here.
Well, I mean, it's all relevant because...
Banana Man.
Because he's Banana Man.
Yeah, bananas are straight away relevant to our show.
Yeah. So we watched one called Battle of the Century, which is a cricket pun, I believe.
Oh, battle... Maybe? Can you explain it to me?
No, I don't know anything about cricket, but I think century might be a cricket term.
Oh, okay, it is, yes. Well, I mean, it's just an accounting term, but yeah.
Is it?
You get a century that's 100 runs.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah, that does make sense.
So it's a pretty... I had to watch this one twice because...
That's how good it was.
I think when I put on... When I watch like kids' cartoons, I kind of expect to be able to like maybe half pay attention and get the idea because it's a kids' show. It's like it's not a complicated storyline.
Yeah.
They it's pretty clear what's going on. Whereas this show is like... It was right off the bat.
Mile a minute. Another cricket pun.
Oh, yeah.
Not pun, cricket term.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that is a cricket term.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a cricket man. Yeah. Stop talking all this jargon.
I had to go back and rewatch it to sort of go, oh, okay, that's what's going on. So in this one, so it seems like from the ones that we watched, he has a couple of common villains.
Yep.
He's a crime fighter, I guess, is implied as a superhero. There's Eddie the Gent, who's like a posh gentleman, I guess.
So funny, straight off the bat, as you say.
Yeah.
The classic English.
Eddie the Gent, that was very funny.
Yeah, yeah, he's a funny character. And he often hangs around with Morris the Muscle.
Yeah.
Who's the short sort of, I guess he's the muscle.
With that old school 80s cartoon beard or like, 5 o'clock shadow sort of beard.
Yeah, yes. It was very like grey.
Similar to the bad guy from Super Ted. Do you remember him?
Yes.
I'll get you, Super Ted. Is that at all?
Accurate? Nailed it.
By jingo, Super Ted, I'm going to get you. Nah, it's not bad, is it?
Yeah, not perfect.
So the episode starts with these guys. They're already in jail because they were caught robbing a bakery.
Yes,
classic.
By the long arm of the law,
exactly. Sure,
quite literally.
Yeah, there's the long arm. Yeah, they love a good little
visual pun
like that.
Is that a visual pun?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what a pun is, let alone a visual pun. But
yeah, that's. Well, I guess it's a visual pun.
Great.
They've just taken it literally, the long arm of the law.
He had a long arm.
And there was a gag for the grown-ups there. The bakery was called Master Baker. Good.
I didn't catch that one.
No, I didn't.
That was one for the adults.
You got to watch it twice.
Yeah. You're just focusing on the storyline the first time around.
You're saying that's a wank joke, though?
I think so. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
The story the first time.
Yep.
I have to listen to what you say twice as well. Once as I'm talking over you.
So the criminals are in the prison because they were caught robbing this bakery, and Eddie the Gent comes up with an escape plan, which is to put on a cricket match, which they invite Banana Man to this cricket game at the prison, and then the idea is that they can use that as a cover to. For their getaway from prison.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure
why
cricket, and I don't know why invite Banana Man, presumably their nemesis, a crime fighter.
I think I know why they picked cricket. They proved to be very good cricketers. They were
His
quite
name's
amazing.
Eddie the Gent. Yeah. Of Eddie course he's going to be a good cricketer.
He was all over it.
I'm not sure exactly how cricket is a good cover for a getaway, though. I guess because you're running and you're running to... To catch the ball, to get a mark, I guess.
I think you're right, though.
In cricket terms.
Catch. Yeah, I think classic catch.
Classic catches. Yes.
And maybe if you're running for the ball to catch the ball, you could just keep running and run away. And maybe you'd hoodwink the authorities long enough to get away.
To the game.
Yeah, so I think it was a crucial flaw in their plan was to write a letter to Banana Man, who he couldn't read it because it was in joined up letters.
That's fun. He edited his pet bird to read it for him because it's in joined up letters.
He's a crow, for some reason. Starters.
Sorry, not a bird, a crow.
He's a crow.
for some reason, Banana Man cannot read cursive, I guess because he's a kid. I keep forgetting that he's actually a kid, right?
Because in this, we didn't see the intro.
Yeah, you see, in the intro, you see him eat a banana and transform into Banana Man.
I thought that was a fun joke anyway.
Just a fun character thing.
It's maybe less funny now that I remember that it's because he's a kid.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Of course.
They've gone with logic here.
So anyway, Banana Man, after hearing the letter read out by his crow, he accepts the invite to this cricket game, and he goes along and he eats a banana and hits the ball.
Yes, but he's already Banana Man. He's never Eric in this episode.
Yeah, no, he's already Banana Man. Yeah. I think maybe after that you see him transform in the intro, and then after that he's just Banana Man.
I think maybe in that, because this is the third and what final season is it? How many seasons did you say? Or three?
There's three seasons.
Yeah. So this is maybe they just get bored with doing that. You can only do that so many times.
Yeah.
And they're so short. Like, they're only, like, you know, they've only got 4 minutes to work with or something. So, you know, they got to skip past all that. He's already Banana Man. Get over it.
Yeah, we know
the
drill.
Get over it, move on.
Yeah, get with the program.
Come on, he's Banana Man already. What are you talking about?
Catch up, for God's sake.
Banana Man, when he hits the ball, it goes... around the world.
No, well, not at first. At first, the first ball puts a hole in his bat.
He's apparently an English fast bowler.
Oh, right. So they bowl the ball too fast and it literally goes through his bat.
And then he starts batting with an oversized banana.
That's right, yes.
Which makes a lot of sense. Significantly sturdier than wood.
It only took me one watch to get that, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, the banana, for some reason, the bat absolutely blasted through by the ball. But a banana...
Also, quite a large banana.
Huge banana.
Yeah.
I'd say almost unbelievably big. almost, not quite.
Almost.
Just within the realms of possibility.
Yep.
So he hits the ball with his banana. It goes all around the world. It lands in a snowy country, Greenland or something.
Igloo.
Outside an igloo. And
where the person misses it, one hand, one bounce. They could have got him out, but they didn't, did they?
Did it bounce out of the snow?
No,
I think
it just
landed.
But also, you know, honor system, they could have cheated.
It's true. It is true.
One hand, one bounce, caught that.
Yep.
And so the criminals take this as an opportunity to run, and they try to run, but Banana Man catches them by... So they're running to the gate of the prison.
Which doesn't
and
exist.
He, Banana Man, paints a new gate using
Newgate
the,
paint.
The two paints, the yeah, prison the... gate outline paint and the prison gate colour paint, and paints this gate.
Remember, this is 1983 or something. That's funny.
That's
this
funny is, in the 80s, yeah.
What confuses me about that whole part is that they're already running in a direction towards a gate that hasn't been painted yet.
Yeah.
But then they're running towards Banana Man painting the gate.
We've found a few holes in this bloody story. Yeah,
and it dries very quickly, and he... It doesn't make
that's
a
the,
whole
that's
lot
the least
sense.
Believable part is how quickly the paint dried.
Yeah.
But it's also weird, right? Because so they run into the wall because it's a fake gate painted on.
Yeah.
But somehow the gate also does transform into a real gate.
Yeah, because someone knocks on the door.
Well, the return
of
the ball from Iceland.
Yeah, the Inuit or whoever who caught the ball came to return it.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
A beautiful effort.
Yeah.
You know, neighbours from over the fence don't always return it. Yeah. So the fact that they've travelled.
Yeah. From how far from Greenland to England? It's got to be a fair journey.
Yeah, a fair journey.
It'd be like here to the other side of Australia or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't have much of a sense what the geography is there.
I can't back you up here.
The end. That's basically it for that episode. Nice little tag there with the Inuit there to review return the ball.
Mm.
Yeah, and you would have thought that now the Inuit's put together with Banana Man has put a door in the prison wall.
Yeah.
That's going to lead to problems.
I mean the way around that. The other way to interpret it is that there's a second, there's an actual gate as well as the painted gate, and that he went to the real gate. But it's really unclear based on the animation.
Maybe he could paint a lock. If they've got like silver lock paint, he could paint a lock on.
It looked like it was in the exact same spot.
Yeah, it did, yeah. But I mean...
That's true.
It's a crude possible. Animation, it could have...
That's true.
There was also an episode. So we're watching this on the Beano YouTube account, which has uploaded a bunch of these and uploaded this compilation of the three. So the second one was more relevant,
even more relevant.
Peril of Ping Pong was the episode with a gorilla in it,
which I realized way too long. Ping Pong was a King Kong.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that for some reason.
I hadn't realised until you pointed it out.
I was like, geez, this gorilla's huge. It's almost as big. Oh, I see.
Maybe he grows when he eats bananas.
Oh, that's true.
You don't know.
Again, that could be rough. For a cartoon gorilla, that's all they eat.
So this episode starts with Banana Man, already Banana Man, so he's already transformed. Yeah. He's already had his banana for the day.
Please. Sort of like one of those cooking things where they say we've preheated the oven already. Here's one we prepared earlier.
That's
one
I had
earlier. I guess a cartoon African stereotype arrives at Banana's.
Yeah, one
Banana
you probably
Man's
wouldn't
place.
Do anymore, I don't think.
Probably not. And he's got a drum and he can't speak English because he's from Africa, I suppose, plays his drum. In Morse code, I suppose, to say to Banana Man that Ping Pong, the gorilla, has been kidnapped and that Banana Man has to come and save.
I missed that bit.
Right. It's a lot. It's a lot at the start. There's a lot going on.
I remember the drums because I remember when he got over there, he mistook. He said he thought a cheetah or some sort of a big cat was wearing a mask.
And no, that was the chief, I think.
And the chief said, "What mask?" in a real posh English accent.
Yeah. So he goes over there. I don't know where. Presumably Africa. I don't know. And talks to the chief who sent the messenger.
Gorillas are from Africa, so that makes sense.
I think it all checks out.
Yeah.
It's all very accurate, this show.
Where was King Kong from, though? Skull Island. Or Kong Island? Or both?
I think
or neither.
Maybe both. I feel like Skull Island is definitely a thing, but that maybe is just in one of the movies or something.
We should really watch some of those movies. Sam, we haven't watched any of the King Kong movies.
Yeah, we should definitely do King Kong.
Yeah, would make sense for the show that we'd do King Kong.
I mean, it would,
Yeah. With the vague idea of wrapping up this show at some point, we've probably got to get to King Kong before the end.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
Which one, though?
Good question.
Or all of them.
Maybe you'd have to do one of the old black and white ones and one of the new ones.
Yeah.
Maybe
the only one I've actually seen is the Jack Black one.
Oh, Peter Jackson.
Yeah, Peter Jackson, yeah.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, the clothing retailer.
Yes.
Okay, so Banana Man is gone to the chief who's saying the gorilla needs to be saved. Okay, so he goes to find the gorilla. The gorilla's in a cage. He's being carted away.
He's been doing just fine.
Banana Man, he borrows a bike from the group there to chase the people that
are taking the
gorilla.
His modes of
transport
are very weird for a guy who can fly.
Yeah, I was confused by that as well. I don't know why he... Maybe he needs a banana to be able to fly.
He paddles that boat real slowly.
Yeah, because he gets to the end of the... Yeah, they transfer over to a boat and he obviously can't go in the water with his bike, so he commandeers a paddle boat to chase him down, which he does successfully. Anyways.
Wait, did he? So, I kept blinking and missing things.
But it's very fast paced.
He paddled slowly, counting 1, 2, 3. And then next thing you know, he'd sort of maroon himself, breaking the boat on a ramp where the bird was. Where was that? Was that on the boat?
That was on the boat.
That was on the boat.
I was very confused about how he paddled a few times.
Because it looked like he was miles away.
And was like, oh, shit, I got to go a bit faster here.
Yeah.
And he paddled some more and all of a sudden he's
there
on the boat.
I really need to give this a second viewing. That's that good.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening in 5 minutes.
Also, animals talk in this world. Or at least Banana Man can understand them, I suppose.
Well, I think this show, as much as any, proves that the real animals are humans. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, maybe. In
I think that's pretty clear.
But also the real superheroes are humans.
Yes.
Banana Man.
They're humans or banana human.
Yep.
Hugh Banana Man.
He's, okay,
hi,
sorry.
Hugh Banana Man. Good to meet you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, okay, so Banana Man he's caught up to Ping Pong and he's got to get him out of the cage, right? But the steel bars, he can't, and Ping Pong can't.
Ping Pong's very strong.
And can't bend those steel bars. And Banana Man gives it a go and fails. But then he has a go at sneaking up on them and taking them by surprise.
That's funny.
Which is funny. And he does, he's able to bend them, taking them by surprise.
Yeah.
And he's able to free Ping Pong at the last second.
Before
his
circus.
So it's a circus. I don't know if this is explained prior in the episode.
No.
But he's been kidnapped by a circus to be put on show.
And there was like a thing like if they announced him and he was brought out on a stage, that's the end. You can't save him anymore. He's still a huge ape who could definitely.
Also, why doesn't he want to paddle on the way back?
Well, he's a king. Oh no, he's a ping.
Oh, that makes all the
You know
sense.
What these royal types are like?
Yeah.
Poil types.
Yeah.
The poil ping.
Yeah.
Also, for some reason, when he does free Ping Pong, there's a baby gorilla there in its place?
Yeah, that's not explained.
Was it already in the cage?
And they also abandoned the baby?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Feels like they cut a B-plot but just still had that.
Yeah. I don't.
It was wearing a nappy.
It was a solid six-minute episode. They're like, nah, guys, we got to cut a minute out of here.
Yeah.
I suppose it's not Ping Pong's child. If it was Ping Pong's child, obviously Ping Pong would feel
that he
like...
knows of.
He might be a devilish bloody, you know.
Yeah, you know what these.
You know.
It could be. Ping
anyway, Ping Pong didn't care that the baby gorilla was left at the circus.
Nah, it's all about Ping Pong.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Classic Ping.
Anyway, so I suppose they've really pulled one over on this circus.
Yeah.
And freed Ping Pong and the gorilla, and off they go. Off they row.
Is that a pun?
Well done.
No.
No, great.
I don't think it is.
So they really, it's a pretty faithful adaptation of King Kong.
Well, I suppose it probably is something of a
homage.
An homage, maybe. Except they didn't do the whole, you know, oh, Manhattan is climbing a building and stealing a lady and stuff.
He never stole a lady.
No, but I guess maybe that's just because, you know, if Banana Man was in King Kong, he would have freed King Kong before it got that far.
I look forward to finding this out, but I reckon that the woman and King Kong fall in love.
Is that bestiality?
Yes. If a woman and an animal fall in love? Well, I don't know if that is, but if they consummate that love, start crossing a line.
The legalities really start to, you know.
I think then you're going to have some questions to answer. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, just a platonic love affair, like you and your dog by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people love their animals.
Yeah,
their
that's
pets.
Fine. Depends on what you mean by love.
That's true.
Yeah. If you mean it in the biblical sense.
I don't know what that means.
That means boning.
Right. Why is that the case?
I don't know.
Is that something in the Bible that means that there's sex involved? I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like it would be the opposite.
Does that mean everyone has sex with God? Because everyone loves God a lot in that.
Nah, yeah.
But in the biblical sense?
Yeah, I don't know if they love him in the biblical sense.
Oh, but it's in the Bible.
That's true, which is a pretty biblical.
That's
the Bible's one of the most biblical books I know. I was going to line them
one
all
off.
Up.
It's in the top three for
top
sure.
Top three, top 10. Definitely top 10.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. For
but
sure,
at the 10. Same time, you know, there was the Immaculate Conception. That's one of the most famous biblical stories.
Was it, though? Yeah. Was it?
And did they say they didn't get to know him in the biblical sense?
Maybe she got to know God in the biblical sense.
Well,
but they decided to keep it from Joseph.
Oh, and
he's like, you know
and
what?
And the writers of the Gospels.
Yep.
Maybe. That's a pretty big secret.
Are there any primates in the Bible?
Non-human? I'm not
Noah's
not
Ark.
That I know of. Oh, Noah's Ark. We could do a Bible episode.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
We'll get a hip pastor in here to
Someone who's read it.
Yeah.
Yep,
well, I've read a lot of it.
Mm. You could do a crossover with Dave Warnke.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He does a Christian podcast.
Called
God. Getting Chrissy with Dave and Doug, who is his co-host.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just quick thinking.
I assume I've never listened to it, but I do not support my friends.
There's a third in this little compilation on this YouTube thing that we watched. There's a third episode as well that you guys didn't watch called The Great Air Race, which the basic plot of this is that there's an air race of some sort,
close to Aryan race.
Oh, it is.
Is that what they're doing?
I don't think that's what they're going for there.
Okay.
It's a race of aeroplanes.
Oh.
And so here Banana Man again.
Is that a pun?
For some reason, Banana Man is taking part. I don't know why.
Well, he can fly.
He has his FB. No. He's got a plane. The FB 101.
FB.
I don't know.
Fast banana.
Fast banana.
Maybe it's fast banana. That makes sense.
Let's go with that.
And he's up against the usual suspects: Eddie the Gent and
classic
Morris the Muscle and others, who are bad people, I suppose. And for some reason, he doesn't just. I think they try to cheat. He foils their cheating, and destroys their planes in the process. And,
oh no. I mean, did it need to come to that, Banana Man?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he probably could have just won the race. And that if they're not doing anything illegal.
Why are you destroying people's planes, Banana Man?
Yeah.
Your banana power has gone to your head. A little too much potassium.
Banana Man.
Maybe it's right that you
end up shitting your pants every night, according to Sam.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Relatively sure.
I've heard that about chewing gum.
Yeah, if you eat too much, it says that on the packet.
Yeah.
That one's legit.
Yeah.
So it says extra.
So, yeah, there's not a lot of fine print on the banana packaging, otherwise known as the peel.
Oh, got
is that a pun?
No, I don't think so.
No, not really close to one at all?
No.
No. There would have needed to have been at least a second meaning there, wouldn't there?
Yes.
There was barely a first meaning.
A half a meaning. 0.5.
But that one sounds good. If I knew we were going to talk about it, I probably would have watched it. We were watching these like half an hour ago. I said, should we watch that last one? And you said, nah, it's fine.
No, well,
just
it wasn't.
So you could come here and lord your knowledge.
No. Look, it wasn't very good, really.
What was your favourite of the three?
I think The Peril of Ping Pong. At least it kind of made the most sense to me.
Okay.
The cricket one was confusing because I don't understand cricket, and there were plot holes.
And also a bat hole.
But yes.
Is that
a pun?
And the Great Air Race just didn't seem to be a very good story, okay. Really.
That sounds flimsy from how you've described it. Mm. I think I like the cricket one the most.
Oh, really?
I like the Battle of the Century.
Yeah. The Peril of Ping Pong, at least, you know, it was a sensible story. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
It
had a big ape in it, which we love here.
Yes.
We love the bigger the better, as far as I'm concerned.
And still no King Kong.
No King Kong.
The biggest.
No. Well, I don't know that
therefore,
for sure.
Therefore, by your maths,
I've heard rumours. Well, yeah, if I'd seen it, then maybe. But it just looks so boring.
Yeah.
It's about a big ape who goes to the city, hangs around for a bit, and then...
He likes climbing, and he doesn't like planes near his face. I mean, who does? I don't blame him for swatting them away.
Yeah. I would assume it's got to be good. Otherwise, why would they have made so many versions of it? But it just doesn't sound good.
Well, the same could be said about,
good.
Like, the Joker and Spider-Man, but...
Yeah. That's true.
Not a whole lot. Spider-Man is, I mean, you know, it's...
Into the Spider-Verse was sick. I've liked the...
I haven't seen that yet, actually.
And the other two, the Tom Holland Spider-Mans are good.
Are they good?
You haven't seen any of them.
I've seen clips.
And you're shitting on them like you've eaten a bunch of bananas.
Spider-Verse was great.
Spider-Verse so good.
One of my favorite films of recent times.
Real not shame really. There's no Night Monkey in that one. No.
Oh, yeah. But we can't talk about it.
No. Damn it. I mean, we make up the rules. We could probably find a loophole somewhere.
Yeah. That's probably another podcast we could do about that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do movies that involve arachnids.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do arachnophobia.
Yes.
We could do...
Eight-legged freaks.
Eight-legged freaks.
We could do Spider-Mans.
Yep.
All of them.
Times nine. The Marvel movies with Spider-Man in them.
Yeah. Great, good, yes.
There's probably be some David Attenborough spider documentaries.
There's probably some Goosebumps episodes with spiders.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a big spider in an episode of Buffy.
Yes, I just watched an episode of Buffy with a big spider in
it. Did you?
Yeah.
Which episode was it? I'm trying to think of it.
There's probably more than one, but there was one recently where there's a frat house where they're doing a party on Halloween. And they accidentally, inadvertently do a curse that turns things
real. Oh, that's great. Real. What a great storyline. I think I recall.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
you would have become old Greg for real.
I wouldn't be mad about that. I feel like I really embodied him that night.
I feel like it must be season four.
Maybe you were cursed.
Is that when they were in college?
Yeah, first year of college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also just started rewatching Buffy.
Right.
I did try and find out if there was a primate on any of the episodes, but I couldn't find one.
Yeah, it doesn't really come up, does it?
No, it feels like there would have been one.
Yeah, they've got them on bloody everything
else.
Would have been
an ape man or something.
Oz is a werewolf. That's kind of almost like a...
Yeah, it sort of is because of the wolf. It sort of foils you there a bit, but it's a man wolf, which sort of makes it like basically an ape man. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
I think ape plus wolf, ape plus man. Equals wolf plus man.
Okay.
In a weird sort of mathy way. Mm. You just get your big hairy men. That's basically the same.
It's basically a wolf mate. Prime wolf.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should probably start wrapping up unless you've got much more to say. What kind of a banana score would you give these episodes? Sam, how big's your bunch of bananas? How many bananas would you give this show, Banana Man?
What's your usual...
Well, it's how big of a bunch do you buy at the shops?
Usually, like, it's usually for the week, so it's a five.
Five.
You usually get a bunch of five.
I reckon that's the most common.
It's pretty standard.
Yep. And how many out of that five? And how ripe are they as well?
Oh, wow. Look, I'm going to give it three bananas.
Yeah.
One per episode because they're very short.
Yep.
And, you know, they're semi-ripe. They're a bit green, but they still taste okay.
Okay.
Wasn't the best. The plot holes, you know?
They really got to you.
They got to me.
You need your TV media to make sense.
I do.
And that's something you've always said to me. I've known you a long time, and you've always been like, this better bloody make sense.
There better be no plot holes.
This Banana Man kids cartoon better make sense. Yeah. I'll be furious.
Looney Tunes was bloody hard.
How did he get that lipstick?
Yeah.
He's a bunny. He's a boy bunny now. He's a girl bunny. Why is he
standing in the air? The earth is gone. And he's still just looking at us like an
idiot. Where'd he pull that sign from that says yipes?
Every time. Bloody coyote.
Three out of five. Good score.
Yeah, I think I'd give it 3 out of 5 as well.
Holy shit.
No pressure.
I also agree on 3 out of 5.
I feel like this show would work because the character's fun, the humor's fun. I'd like to see it as a longer thing. Because it feels pretty sort of rushed and just kind of short. I don't know. I just feel like it could have been better if you could do more with the characters.
Yeah, bit of character development.
Yeah.
In saying that, though, my millennial brain can only probably take 5 minutes at a time. So I guess it works in some senses.
You might be excited to hear this, Evan. According to Wikipedia, in March 2014, it was announced that DC Thompson, in conjunction with Elstree Studio Productions, would be producing a movie on Banana Man with a release date in 2015.
Wow.
In May 2014, DC Thompson unveiled the first teaser poster for the film. By September 2015, the official website stated coming soon instead of 2015.
Okay.
In September 2015, it was announced that the movie was in the early stages. In January 2016... the Banana Man Musicals page on Facebook posted that the movie adaptation is now in development, saying the fruitiest of superheroes is experiencing a revival elsewhere. Banana Man the movie is also in development. Wow. However, a release date was not mentioned. In June 2016, the now newly formed Beano Studios issued a press release. In the release, it was noted that Beano Studios was formed to bring their properties to life through television, film, and live performances based upon present projects which were being worked on.
Following on from Marvel's success, I guess.
I guess so. Beano Studios is currently also exploring plans to take Beano characters to the biggest screens and stages worldwide. Though not specifically referenced, it can be assumed that this newly formed studio would take charge of the Banana Man movie.
This is Sam's just found the Banana Man poster that says hashtag feel the power.
It says peel the power.
Oh, I didn't even pick that up. It's a pun, Matt. That's a pun.
That's a pun?
That's a genuine bona fide pun.
But there's, I mean, that feels bad.
Oh, they've got peel another one.
A man of peel, great.
So it's got a rhyme. It doesn't have to make sense twice. It just has to sound like something that would make sense.
Yes.
Because man of peel doesn't, you know what I mean?
Well, it's Man of Steel and then Peel is a banana. There's two things there, right?
Yeah. It's like 1.5.
This looks pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's just a picture of a banana with a face drawn on it.
You two work as a great team. Yep. Sam showing a picture, Evan vaguely describing it. That's just a picture of a banana with a face on it. Just finally, it says here, by June 2017, the official site had been removed as the film never came in 2015 as promised. It is likely the film has been cancelled.
I haven't heard anything about it.
And unexpected.
But yeah, the musical one, I'm not sure about that either, but it says here, near the beginning of January 2016, it was reported that Banana Man would be turned into a musical for West End, which is like, it's sort of like the English version of Spring Street. Where's that?
Or Broadway?
What's Melbourne? I'm talking about Melbourne's. Do we have one?
Yeah, Spring Street. Yeah.
Which doubles as our Parliament House. Anyway.
Government and
I thought
musicals.
It would be funny to say the Melbourne one, but it wasn't.
Right.
You know, when you say something thinking it's going to be funny and it isn't?
I laughed internally.
Broadway. I guess it's like England's version of Broadway, which is like America's version of Spring Street.
Yeah. Well, that's how people know it, obviously.
Yes. An industry launch took place on the 2nd of February 2016, showcasing the musical. The musical had a run from the end of 2017 to the beginning of 2018.
Oh, so that's a real thing.
At the Southwark, probably Southwark. I know they say their words weird over there. I'm going to say Southwark. It's spelt Southwark, but it's probably pronounced Southwark Playhouse in London. It is unknown if it will be produced worldwide. that's wild that it happened and I don't know anything about it.
Anyway. Maybe it wasn't very good. Maybe it was only 5 minutes long.
Doubtful. So, did you have some sort of a relationship with the on-screen ape Sam? We normally talk about how much of ourselves we see in the primate on screen.
Mm-hmm.
What did you relate to? And out of a percentage of 100, classic percentage rules.
Yep.
How how many percent do you see of yourself? Because humans and chimps share about 98% DNA, as told to us by original guest Andy Matthews, who's some sort of scientist.
Don't we mm-hmm. share that much DNA with bananas as well?
About 50.
Is it 50?
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Banana Man, obviously higher. He's a little higher on that
one. Is that cannibalism?
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, I think, but...
Oh.
Mm.
But he, yeah. But he's not eating banana men.
No, he does, and he doesn't become a banana. It's just the source of his power.
That's gotcha. True.
Oh, that makes more sense then, obviously.
And he has, you know, a lot of banana accoutrement.
Yeah, he loves bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a real motif on his outfit.
I feel like... I'd give this a pretty high percentage on the basis that he's a human man.
Oh, yeah, we're going, yeah, with Banana Man, yep.
Yep.
Yes. So that's a, you know.
What about Ping Pong?
Oh, Ping Pong.
Well, give us a number for Banana Man.
Oh, well, I'd say.
Ping Pong was a very intelligent ape.
Yeah.
Basically a human in ape's clothing.
Yep. Okay. I mean, it can speak English.
You do that.
I do that, yes.
If you're in a cage, you'd probably want to be broken out of.
Yeah, and yes. I don't think I could bend the bars myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 90%.
90%, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
The only difference is that I'm not an ape, like a gorilla.
Yeah,
that
you're
is
not.
The only difference, yeah.
But jeez, if you were...
Bloody close.
I'd put you on a show. I'd put you on show, sell tickets, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say about 90%. Can't fault that logic there as well.
I'm going to go a bit less because he is a bloke.
He's
and
a bloke.
I am not.
He's an opera.
He's a brunette, whereas I'm a blonde. So I'm going to go about 75,
okay.
I reckon.
Good-o.
Is a logical, logical percentage.
Yeah, no, I think that's very much fair enough. Something we do at the end of the episode, Sam, is thank a few of our Patreon supporters. People can support this show
at
patreon.com/dogoonpod, which supports this show as well as Do Go On, a podcast about all sorts of different things, as well as a show about books called Book Cheat, as well as our show, Sam, called Listen Now,
woohoo!
Which first series is about the rockin' Australian band Cold Chisel. You should do yourself a favour and check that out. Linked in the show notes. But one of the rewards is... I'll read out their favorite primate or whatever they want to tell
me.
So I'm going to read four out to you now. Firstly, here's one from Ebony Cummins. Hey, Maddie, at the Canberra Zoo, two baby common marmosets were born earlier this year. They were so cute and so tiny. Seeing them in person, I legit teared up. Definitely worth looking up pics and a real contender for cutie pie primate.
Ooh.
Do you mind looking that up? The...
Baby
set. Common marmosets at the Canberra Zoo. Thank you, Ebony.
How common can they be?
Yeah. Yeah, good question.
Oh, my
it's very cute.
Goodness.
Very cute.
Look at them.
Oh.
They're twins.
Tiny little balls. They look like toys.
They got like white tufts of hair.
Oh, yeah.
Where their ears should be and presumably are.
Oh, my gosh. That is super cute. Great Fantastic. Call. I'm very happy with this.
Great call, yep. Ebony.
Where were they born?
They were born at the Canberra Zoo.
Ah.
Thank you so much. I'd also love to thank Melissa McGuinness, who writes, Capuchin monkeys, especially Abu from Aladdin, but tie with everyone's favorite human, Andy. Capuchins are great.
They're a classic
monkey.
Screen monkey. Yeah.
Classic monkey of the screen.
Is that like the one in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a Capuchin.
And,
yeah.
and Friends, and Outbreak, and the Rally monkey. I think most of these are actually the same monkey.
The single
the same
acting
actor monkey.
Capuchin monkey.
Yes, and the Capuchin comes from the same word as cappuccino. The Capuchin monks, the brown colour. That's why cappuccino gets its name. Great facts there, great facts. I've said them on previous episodes, but I thought I'd rehash there. Thank you so much, Melissa. I'd also love to thank Ellis Middleton, who says, my favourite is the proboscis monkey. The old dick nose. They're so human-like in appearance, and I think it really shows the link between us and them.
I do know a lot of dick noses.
Yeah.
That's going to be my new favourite insult. Oh, my God, it really does look like a dick.
They look pretty cool.
They are great looking.
Dick nose monkey.
The dick nose monkey. Fantastic. Jesus.
They look kind of wise.
Yeah.
For some reason, even though they have dick noses. Doesn't really add up, does it? But there's something about them.
As I drive home later, if someone cuts me off, geez, you're a dick nose.
Yeah, there's proboscis monkey over here. I think it's the eyes.
Yeah.
It's got wise eyes.
Yep, for sure.
Fantastic suggestion, Ellis. And finally, I'd love to thank Zane Huttinger, who says, I'm going to go with the gelada. Oh, no, we heard how it was actually pronounced. Gelada, maybe?
Ah.
I'm going to have to go with the gelada.
Uh-oh.
I mean, a monkey at 10,000 feet? My goodness. Oh, that's a reference to something.
Oh, yeah, these are really cool. These are the ones with, like, the chest is...
They've got, like, little chest hats.
And they can wrap their lips back to bare their teeth.
Whoa.
They are amazing. That last photo. I don't like it when they wrap their top lip back.
No, that's terrifying.
Look at this one, Sam. How good is that photo? What an amazing looking...
The hair is just fantastic.
There's a lot to like about these.
That's some proper, like, 80s hair metal hair.
A monkey at 10,000 feet? Lion, what's that from?
I don't know. You're the monkey man.
Well, I feel like it's a reference to Ace Ventura or something.
Looks like he's wearing a cape.
Oh, wow. Badass.
Yeah, amazing.
These are cool. God, I've learned so much about monkeys today. Primates. Dick nose.
Well, this is a monkey, though.
Chest hat.
Maybe
that's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Thanks, Zane.
Thank you, Zane. A fantastic suggestion. And you can do that, like I say, if you want to get involved in that sort of stuff. You can support us at patreon.com/digonpod. You can also give us a 5-star review, and I'll see if there's any fresh ones up here now. I might read a couple out. This one's from, oh, my God, Moist Shaft. The most primate, ? 5 stars. This is a show I never knew I wanted, but now I desperately need. Strange and almost entirely primateless some weeks. This show continues to be hilarious and captivating for all the best reasons. Thank you so much, Moist, if that is your real name, which I somewhat doubt. Also love to thank the Weekly Planet dude. Could this be James himself? Who writes, 5 stars. Great, but why so much ape talk? This is my favorite fruit-based review podcast, but I've noticed they often do episodes about monkeys. Not a fan. Unsubscribed. Thank you so much for that review. I'm a big fan of Fruity Fruit, which took over our airwaves briefly a month or so back. Is this Ewok to Remember writes, Matt, Evan, and Sam, it just says insert guest name, Matt, Evan, and Sam have a wonderfully light-hearted take on whatever primate-based media they've absorbed this week.
Excellent.
From the most ape-packed epics to the most tenuously related films that may just have a picture of a monkey in them. These fruity boys cover them all. And honest to God, the occasional fact even makes its way in from time to time. Don't sleep on this banana-packed pod. And as we say at the end of every review, once you go chimp, you never go limp. That's not a bad line.
That's a great review.
Not a bad line.
Stolen for next episode.
Yeah, remember, because you got to do the sign-off. That pretty much does bring us to the end of the show. Evan, people can find you at gaminggame.com.
Gaminggame.com, or go to gaminggame, just search for it on YouTube. You'll find it.
And I think I've got your Instagram or Twitter or both in the show notes as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam, people can find you...
They can find us at all of our Listen Now Pod socials.
Yeah, the Listen Now podcast.
Listen Now Pod at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's great. And Evan will be on next week's episode or the week after.
Yeah, very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Which should be fun, and it definitely is because we just recorded it. So that was a real good time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a fun time. We talk about this band that a lot of you have probably never heard of, especially if you're not from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had a bunch of people listening in and saying they're getting into the music, and It's a real easy way in. We do a little mini report on where the band are at the top, and then we review the album and play a few of the bloody tracks. It's a good fun time and worth
in between.
A bloody spin, if you don't mind.
Listen now.
And thank you so much for joining us, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
And as we always say here at Primates Podcast,
once you go chimp, you never go limp. Well.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.